Welcome to Transform Talks, the only podcast that cuts straight through the hype and noise on supply chain transformation. I'm Maria Villablanca, the CEO and co-founder of the Future Insights Network. Join me as I uncover the stories and delve deeper into the topics that really matter to you.
Is your organization feeling the pressure to adapt but unsure how to navigate the transformation journey? Well, in this episode of Transform Talks, I'm joined by Stephen Tonks, the Chief Supply Chain Officer at Fujikura Automotive, who has 35 years of experience working within a number of purchasing and supply chain roles. From purchasing and sustainability to supply chain mapping and capacity planning, this episode unpacks the practical steps of transformation initiatives and the importance of cross-functional team collaboration. We will be exploring the power of cross-functional collaboration where diverse teams from departments like purchasing, sustainability, and supply chain come together, and how this collaborative approach dismantles departmental silos, fostering a unified vision and efficient resource allocation. Listen to the full episode now and discover the strategies to build a collaborative, cross-functional team, secure top leadership buy-in, and navigate leadership hurdles. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to Transform Talks. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for inviting me.
So I want to jump straight in because this podcast is about transformation. I want to talk to you about your experiences with transformation. Let's talk about when you had to create transformation initiatives within your organization. What kind of objectives do you have in place to drive them?
It's a very broad topic. I think, first of all, it's identifying the need for change. Yeah, within a topic. So I think there's a lot of organizations that go through continual restructuring, and there's a lot of employees who are very tired and let burnt out from all that constant restructuring. So I think when you want to get focus on a particular topic, it's identifying need for change. Why do we need to change the process or the topic that we've worked on? And then really giving the people the sense of purpose. This is not just another initiative. There is a real need to address a topic, a change in the market, change from the customer. The most important topic is really the communication itself. How do you go about getting people together and get them motivated to address a topic that needs change?
And do you think that a lot of times people do a lot of transformation projects for the sake of transforming, and they're not looking to solve a particular problem, like you just said, you know, identify what's the point?
Yeah. I think that's a real part of my explanation is that a lot of companies you see every year, there's a number of buzzwords and initiatives, and people are going to phase out as soon as they see the 50-page PowerPoint presentation with an explanation and a lot of jargon. I think it switches people off, and they need that clear communication. What are we trying to do here? And we're not doing this as a short-term initiative to help somebody's career. Yeah.
Now that makes sense. Now I want to move to topic that I'm really interested in discussing, and that's the whole cross-functional collaboration piece. How important is collaborating with people from different backgrounds and different parts of the organization to drive more transformation?
It's absolutely critical, and the best experiences I've had of initiatives that have been implemented in companies, you have a cross-functional team. Normally, we'd use the phrase task force. Those people are fully aligned to that topic. The company needs to allocate enough resources and take people away from their day-to-day jobs. And I think that has an additional advantage in terms of you move people out of normal silo functions that they're in, and you take away that feeling of I'm in a certain department, and you have that alignment with the project that they're working on. And from that, I've seen the best results when you have that cross-functional team working with a single purpose.
But, you know, it sounds a bit like a panacea to some degree. These teams that normally tend to operate in silos with their each and every one of their own vested interests and so forth. So what are some practical steps to driving this kind of task force thinking or cross-functional thinking?
Well, I think, first of all, managers need to park their egos and the top management buying in terms of this topic is important. It's going to change the way we do business, or it's going to improve a significant company process. We need to have a cross-functional team dedicated to implementing this task. Once, as I've identified that need for change, then really you can set out the team that you have and those simple targets. And that, once that's clearly communicated at the start, that removes a lot of politics out of the objectives of the team.
I love what you said about getting people's egos putting them in check. In my experience, I find that a lot of times that's overlooked, and it's as though you're hoping and assuming that that's not going to get in the way. But then you see how we have 70% of all transformations failing. So would you agree that perhaps the failures in transformation are down to a people element more so than a technical element?
I would tend to agree with that, but I think because we don't define the objectives at the start. What do we want to get out of this change process? And then the people within that team are not aligned. They understand why they're there, what they're doing, why they're there. Yeah. I think you also need to think about the experiences of the people that you're bringing together. What are they bringing to the table? And the other people in the team understand the strengths and weaknesses of the other people in that team. Of course, there's going to be technical issues. Of course, there's going to be a technical element to it. But that alignment at the start of the people and really understanding what it is that they need to do and the roles of each of the team, I think that's critical for the success of the project.
Sorry, how do you think the role of the supply chain leader has evolved over, I don't know, over your time within this industry?
I've been in the industry 35 years, so the role has changed a huge amount. I think the biggest change, I think, if you look at purchasing years ago was more of an administrative function. Simple RFQ, three quotes, you pick the cheapest and raise the purchase order. Yeah. And now if you look at the tasks in terms of purchasing, sustainability, supply chain mapping, capacity planning, a lot of elements which are company-wide rather than within the, let me say, traditional purchasing silo, I think is for us, we are becoming, you know, we need a real seat at the management table, and we're driving a lot of topics that really affect the financial success of the company.
But and I agree with you 100%. I think what I was just going to ask is, do you think that the skill set maybe of the supply chain leader of today and tomorrow has widened and requires more conversation at the commercial and business value level?
Yeah, for sure. The knowledge that people need, and also looking really into other areas of the business to take talent from, you know, a good understanding of logistics or operations can maybe people that we wouldn't have looked at in the past to take up a purchasing or supply chain role are now far more attractive in that business, and it's probably easier to take people from internal and train them rather than maybe take an external person for them to integrate into the company.
And let's move now towards technology. Is there any kind of technology that excites you about you know, the future or, and also the role of the supply chain leader. What do you think that's going to look like in the next few years? Don't worry, I'm not going to hold you to any kind of predictions.
I think that one of the biggest issues for me is if you look, compare it to the options people now have with television. So if you look at a lot of companies with a traditional, let me say, SAP system, and that was like kind of conventional solutions, and I'm sure lots of people from SAP would disagree with me. But if you look at now the competition there in that space, in terms of there's a number of plug-in cloud-based applications that you can use to solve a particular or address a particular issue in your organization, they're almost the choice of the different streaming services that you can use. Yeah. I think there we need to be careful in terms of the amount of the streaming services that you then use, because you probably spend more time looking at what you're going to watch rather than actually what you're watching. I think that then there's a danger of, well, how many of these services do I actually need in order to run my business? So I think the decision for a lot of people in my situation is this balance between a kind of mainframe system that to run a lot of functions within the company versus these add-on systems to deal with a specific topic, whether it's supply chain mapping or sustainability, and then how you integrate those two technologies and how you ensure that the people spend more time taking data out and using it to improve things rather than feeding information into a system.
Lastly, any tips or advice that you would give to leaders that are looking to undergo a significant transformation within their organization, or perhaps have just started?
Communication. Talk with the stakeholders. Talk with the other departments in the company. What are their expectations? And one of the things I found the most benefit is going and talking with the customer directly. Traditionally, we say purchasing departments don't talk to the purchasing departments of customers. I found that extremely beneficial in my career and certainly in the role that I have now, to be in contact with the customer, to understand that. Also, there's so many topics which we have to exchange data directly that can't always be done through the sales department. So I think that it can also add value to your proposition to your customer by your purchasing or supply chain department talking directly to the customer.
Stephen, great advice. Thank you so much for being here on Transform Talks. And you know what? I'll be seeing you in Berlin at T-Fest, because I know you're going to be going. So
yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us today at Transform Talks. I hope you found this valuable. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share. I'll see you at the next one.
Hey there, it's Maria. In case you haven't heard the buzz, I want you to mark this date in your calendar. From the 11th to the 13th of November this year, I'm hosting a 3-day conference providing a critical platform for senior supply chain leaders to discuss transformation. It's going to be 3 days of workshops, roundtable discussions, keynote speakers with the leading companies in this industry. You don't want to miss it. To find out more, visit our website at futureinsights.org/TFest24. Alternatively, you can send me a message on LinkedIn for more information. I want to see you in Berlin for TFest 24.